Hi, I'm Mallory Campbell, certified master coach, here to show women how to become the fully activated, sovereign, quantum queens of their own life. And welcome to my podcast, Permission to Activate. On this show, you'll learn how to reclaim your true identity, shed the self-limiting beliefs standing in your way, do the work, and step into becoming a fully embodied woman changing the world. It starts with giving yourself permission. Permission to be imperfect, to own your brilliance, to not have all the answers, to be more than a wife or a mom, to let go of negative energy and sometimes people, to shine more brightly, all to support you activating into who you truly are. Are you ready to paint your vision for an authentic life on your terms and finally fully embody it? You have permission. Let's activate. Welcome back to the Permission to Activate podcast. I'm so excited for another guest interview. This one I feel like we've been in the making for this episode for a couple years. We've been talking about having you on the podcast. You're actually going to come on the Destined to Be podcast. And now we're here for the solo show, which I love Jeremy, my husband, but I'm even more excited to kind of dive in with you solo. So let me welcome you onto the show. I'm here with Merlee Amos. She is a dear friend of mine. We've been working together in many capacities, many different containers over the last couple of years. You've been on retreats, coaching containers, masterminds. You've done all of the things, not only with me, but in your own way of diving into everything personal development. If there's anybody who has like dipped a toe, like you've dipped all the toes into the personal development space, gone through so many different forms of coaching and training and your own inner work, external things, all of it. So welcome to the show. I want you to give a little intro for the podcast listeners. If they don't know who you are yet, they will, because you have some big stuff coming, but I would love for you to share a little bit about yourself, who you are, what you do, all the things.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And yes, I definitely dipped my toe in all of it. I am obsessed with growth, obsessed with self-growth. And I've also, so I'm a life coach and I help my clients truly like unlock their voice within them, to find the clarity, to make their own decisions, to get to a point of trusting themselves. And mm-hmm. through that, you know, hard to sum up in a sentence, because through the container, we just really go through it all. The deep work, the inner work. And I really coach around energy more than anything, because I'll always say, like, you know, communication. And when my client's speaking, words are really just like 7%. What they're saying, I go beyond that. And I see their eye contact, their body language, their physiology, their tonality, their eye patterns. And that's really what I'm trained in.
Oh, so beautiful. It's so, so important in this space, is to be able not only to use the mindset tools that you have, but also to have the capacity, the awareness, the training to be able to take people layers deep into their own internal state to really navigate how to unlock, like you said, and start shifting things from within. I would love to get your perspective on starting out with more of the mindset work, to then, you know, on your own growth journey and working with clients, more importantly with yourself, what you've really been able to unlock and uncover by going a couple layers deeper than just the mindset work.
Yes. Okay. So mindset only got me to a certain level. Like, you know, you could do all the affirmations and you could think your way out of many situations, but then I found myself, you know, not really connecting with myself. Like, I was understanding my patterns and I was deconditioning. You know, I come from a very tight-knit Jewish community and I was very conditioned from an early age in certain, you know, areas. I was only able to feel two feelings, you know, be strong and be happy. Well, there's a whole other spectrum of feelings that go with life and experiences. And I found that I got to the point where I was doing all the mindset work, but something in me was like, I'm not feeling it. And I'm a very deep person. I feel deep. I have deep conversations with the right people. And that is when I entered one of your containers, actually. You were doing Level Up. And I was like, I'm in. Like, it was just, I didn't even ask you the terms, nothing. Through that, I went on the retreat. And I'll always say, breath work on the retreat. The retreat has changed me That was a huge breaking point where I started to blend in the mindset with the somatics.
Yeah.
And that breath work session and being able to leave my life for 3 to 4 days in such a container and blend, mindset with my vision with breath work and using my body has really, uncovered so much and has really taken me to the next level and the next level. Yeah.
Yeah, doing. I mean, you were back with us in Austin when we went to the very first retreat in 2021. I think it was back in, is that 2021? I think it was. Yeah,
Yeah,
it was 2021.
it
And that retreat was something special. We brought in, or I brought in, a dear friend of ours who I've also worked with as a mentor in the space, and he just, unlocked a lot of things within a lot of us. And that was a lot of the women first time doing breath work and really kind of diving into that realm of personal development, because that retreat itself was a little bit more mindset focused. But when we brought in that somatic piece, it was like everyone just got blown wide open in the best way possible, because there's so many things that lie so deep within that it's like, oh shit, like there's a whole other world here that I wasn't even like, we weren't, a lot of us and a lot of the women weren't even aware of. So I absolutely love that you're sharing that, because it's so relatable, saying that you only felt like two emotions growing up, which is just like be strong and be happy. I can relate to that on so many levels. I was having conversations just within this last week, and the last event I did was like, I never knew how to feel any emotions because it wasn't safe to feel. There wasn't the safety factor there, that it was like, well, if you express too much, you share too much, you feel too much, like that's no, I can't handle it. You're too much for me. Have you ha felt that way in like coming out of that, like really how you overcame those sticking points of like, well, I can't feel this way, I can't feel this way, I have to have this certain appearance and show up in my community this way. Like, talk a little bit about that, 'cause I feel like so many
there
women can
is a
relate.
huge judgment piece that comes into play. And I wouldn't even call it a fear of being judged because I always thought I have to overcome that. And now I know, you know what? Who the judge, let the judge, let them judge, let them think what they want to think, but also the judgment within yourself. And that was a big piece that I needed to shed.
Okay, talk to me a little bit about that. Like, really, because there's the external stuff that I feel like so many of us get stuck on is like, what is my family going to think? Or what's my mom going to think? Or what are my friends going to think? Or if I start to do some of these weird things, or if I start to really show up different and start evolving and changing and growing, like, speak on that, because
Okay.
before the external stuff, like, I feel like we get hung up on that and then we end up missing the internal, like, my own judgment of myself. I'd love for you to go deep on that.
Okay, great. So I'll blend both because
Yes.
I think the biggest piece that I wasn't expecting was when I was doing this inner growth, how many people lacked the support. People closest to me, they really just didn't like it. They
Yeah.
wanted me to stay the way I was. And I noticed myself, I would shrink around certain people and they wouldn't. I was still looking for that external validation. Like, I've supported you through
Yeah.
everything. And here I am becoming this better version of myself. And, through that, so I think that's a huge awareness that no one speaks it out because you're all here like, oh my gosh. I'm doing this and I'm feeling and I'm having the conversations. And they're like, no, we just want you to stay who you are. That keeps them safe. That keeps them comfortable because when you start leveling up, you start, you're bringing out certain points in other people. So that I'll leave there. And then internally, can you repeat the question?
Yeah, like the self-judgment of how you started to overcome that the fears and the beliefs and the all the things that we were almost conditioned, because we're so set up in society to be like, look this way, mom said to look this way, dad said to do this, aunt, uncle, grandma said to do these things, society. Excuse me. And how is that internal point, like when you realize like, oh, this is an inside job, how did you overcome that hurdle of that self-judgment of like now you're evolving and shifting?
Yeah, so it did actually happen when my dad passed. That was when I really, emerged and began questioning everything. I just began questioning, why do I think this way? What am I thinking? Who told me to think this way? Whose voice said I have to be this and this and this and show up a certain way? And also, I'm a mom of three girls. I didn't want to pass on my conditioning and my, beliefs to them. So that is when I really start to begin just questioning and getting curious. And I will say, till today, I don't ever overcome the judgment of myself, but I do notice it. And, if I'm going to get a little deep, but if you look at the level of consciousness, I know that when I'm in, let's say, guilt and shame or feeling a certain way, it really does change everything about me. It changes how I show up that day. It changes how I hold myself. It changes how I show up, in terms of everything. It also changes what I attract. So I learned how to, basically alchemize to like acceptance and gratitude. Gratitude really takes me from this judgment piece. I thought that I always needed to overcome it and I would never feel it, but that's not what really happens. It's really working with those parts of yourself and knowing how to get out of it quicker. So something that would, let's say, last me, weeks and weeks, and I would get into a spiral. Now I'm able to recognize it, feel it. Sometimes it's an hour, sometimes it's a minute, sometimes it's days. But I'm able to really and honestly, like, if anyone's listening to this, the quickest way is to just look for things you're grateful for, the little things. And there's science behind that.
There's a lot there that I want to unpack because even in our journey together, when we started working together, what, 3 years ago or so, maybe even longer, I remember just watching the evolution of those stretches of time. Like we'd jump on a call or a mastermind or one-off call, and it was like, you'd share what was going on. You're like, it lasted maybe a day or an hour, as opposed to if this same situation would have came up in my life last year, this would have taken me out for days or weeks. And that just speaks to all of the work that you've done is to be able to bring that level of awareness around like all of the questions that you're asking, like asking yourself better questions. Like really, truly, it does come down to that and bringing the awareness around like, what is it that I'm feeling in my body? Or what are these feelings that I have right now? Like, let's really get curious with them instead of getting critical and really dive in because you have a beautiful way of blending the internal state where we've had many conversations where like, I'm really good at going internal. Like I can go internal all day long, but now let's take some action. Like, right.
Yeah.
Like it's a beautiful cycle that you have of like, okay, I'm going to process what I'm going through. Once I, move through that, now I can figure out like what are my next steps and where am I pivoting where I'm going, whether it's in your business or your family. And it's just like a reflection of all the work that you've done, which I just really want to highlight because it's really amazing to see in real time how that has unfolded and the evolution of what you've done with your own healing and growth journey. It's like it's truly remarkable to be able to see that from a, a third party perspective. It's really cool.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I will say to that is that hopefully
Oh,
that
that's
makes
okay. It might come back. It wasn't meant to be in this
sense.
moment. And
It came to me and then
it
I'm like,
might come back. It might come back mid-conversation, like, oh, here it is. Just drop it in if it's meant to just like drop in when it's meant to.
I remember what I
What
was going to say.
oh yeah, see?
Okay,
Go ahead.
perfect. And also with that is like what I really try to bring even to my clients and on my journey is to not get stuck. Not everything needs to be processed.
So
Something
true.
you just feel it,
Yes.
ride the wave. Like it really passes. And then other things need to be processed, but also I have a beautiful way of blending the process with the action. And I think that time collapses, their transformation, where they're going. Like we know we have space for that. But also, we're able to see the blind spots and be like, yes, you're feeling this, and we're going and we're headed this way.
I love that you brought that up because I would love to know like where your own discernment is in that pattern, right? Like something comes up, let's say you have a thought that pops into your head, or somebody sends you a text message, or you know, this situation's happening over here with family, or this work thing popped up. Really, how do you navigate it now? Like, okay, this thing is here. And how do you really discern between like, does this need to have a little bit more space, time to process, or is just like, oh, this thing happened and I'm going to move on? Because there's a fine line almost and a balance of like, are we spiritually bypassing this thing came up and just being like, rah, rah, you're strong, you can do it? Or is this something where you're like, no, I see what this is. I know exactly what this is and how to handle it. Like, where do you take that if something comes up? Like, if someone's listening, like, well, this thing just happened and I don't know if I need to sit and process this thing or if I just am gonna be aware to it and just kind of take the next step.
Okay. Well, if I'm triggered by a thought or a text or something not in my control, like, someone saying something to me, I really have one tool that I always go to, and I call it the power of the pause.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, so good. I
Automatically,
love it.
my automatic response still is to react. But I have done, which this is where the body work comes in. I have done so many reps in the breath work, in the meditation, in pausing, that when that happens, I'm able to not react at all. And I'm able to be like, oh, power of the pause. And in that moment, I get to decide, what am I making this mean? And how do I go from here? So in that sense, and then on a deeper level, actually recently, a couple months ago, I was faced with something like that. Something was triggered, let's say, an event, or something was triggered, and I was faced with something I was avoiding. Maybe I suppressed, I thought I really was over it, and I dealt with it.
Wild how those things happen, right?
Like a lot of time passed. Well, that's the thing with the body, that's the thing with feelings, is that a lot of time can pass, but there is no timeline in the body, in the soul, there is no timeline. So you're right back to that moment, and you're like, no, I don't want to deal with this. And I it was deep, and I allowed myself to really be in avoidance, but it wouldn't go away. So I said, you know what? I'm sitting with this, I'm feeling it all. And that was the moment that I had to go through it. And it took 2 months to really, get through that for me.
During the 2 months, like tactically, are you doing breath work? Are you journaling? Are you what is that process look like for you? Because I feel like in this space, so often people are like, well, just feel the feelings. You're like, but how? Like, how do I actually do it? Like, what are the actual steps? You know what I mean? Like, when you're in it, what are you at? Now, you don't have to share, you know, over, you know, details, all the details, but like, what did that look like in your process as much as you want to share?
Well, the first step was that I couldn't personal development my way out of it. Okay, so this
That's like a ding, like, so good.
That was, I really tried with the mind, with the thinking, with, trying to logically make sense of it all. And I just could not personal. All those tools were not working in this situation. So I could not personal development my way out of it. So I had to sit with it, and I had to keep going. And I did, I think the biggest thing was the, yeah. Honestly, I keep going back to the breath work and moving my body. Because if you can't think your way out of it, the best way is to move through it. And this, the only way out is through.
It
That's
is.
it. And you can't really say, okay, I'm going to feel this way on this minute and this way. I just had to let it flow. And I had to be still and go through my day. And I still kept things all in place, and I didn't let it control me. I didn't act from it, but it was still, I had to just let it flow until it literally, till now I'm here, and I'm like, I feel really good about it.
It moved its way through your body, which is so beautiful. And I feel like that's where so many people can get stuck is like, well, I'm having all these feelings and I just don't know what to do with them, or I'm getting anxiety, or I have heaviness in my chest, or I, you know, my throat is getting really tight, and there's all these cues and things like that. And I love that you shared that process because it can be very uncomfortable and not a desirable place for most people. And I feel like that's where the avoidance comes in for a lot of us. I'm an avoidant as well. Like that's one of my attachment styles is avoiding shit. And because it's scary. Like it's scary to sit with feelings that you don't know how to feel, or maybe you've suppressed for so long. And it's like really starting to pay attention to some of the cues of like your body's telling you it's time. And that's where I love so many of the pieces that you're sharing is like when these things come up, I just bring awareness to it, ask it what it needs, like truly, what is it that my body needs? And being able to move and breathe through it, I think is such a beautiful process that so many people can relate to, no matter where they're at on their journey. Because a lot of people listening, you know, they've been in this space for a really long time. Other people, you know, it's a brand new space for them where it's like, oh my gosh, and you're just giving so many other women the permission to be able to feel some of these things and know that they're not going through it alone. And I feel like that's one of the biggest things, especially when it comes to being in community or being around other women, is number one in how I curate all of my spaces is the safety of like, you're safe here, you know, coming into this space. But just knowing that other women are going through this, because it can feel really alone sometimes. I don't know if you've ever felt that way where it's like, am I the only one? Like, is it just me going through this? Like, why do I have all these feelings? Right. And it's like when you get to hear other women share, like, oh yeah, I've been in this shit. Like, I just told you before we jumped on this call, like, I was crying on the bathroom floor for 2 hours straight, you know, 2 weeks ago, like, fully uncontrollably just starting to feel things like I was, you know, a 7-year-old child again, and it's okay. And I feel like your body will just tell you, you know, and as you know, and in the time we've spent together and all the, you know, certifications experience that you have is like your body will just signal now it's the time to process.
Yes, and that doesn't go away.
No. Oh
It
God, no.
doesn't.
It's
No, it
just the
doesn't go
beginning.
away.
Like it's just the
Yeah, I mean,
beginning.
I could sit here and be like, okay, everybody wants tools, and then they'll journal through it. And, you know, that works at a time, but also trust yourself. Ask yourself. Sometimes it's having a conversation,
Oh, yeah.
you know, right? Talk about avoidance, you know, and then it's really sometimes it's having a conversation, it's journaling, it's sitting with it, but trust yourself.
Yeah.
And I would ultimately say, trust that you have the answer inside of you.
I think that's it. Like people, like you said, like we love a tool. We love a, you know, little thing that we can do. I love all those modalities, but truly it does come down to trust and like listening to your intuition. As women, especially, we have such a strong connection to that intuitive power that we forget sometimes due to the chaos of life, right? Like we got jobs and kids and spouses and like all the shit.
All shit.
So much shit. Like there's
So
so
much shit.
much, like my God, like just now I'm not saying, you know, sounding whatever, but like women hold so much. We truly do. Like men could never, right? Like we always like to like men could never, right? And they do. Like I will speak to Jeremy, my husband. Like he holds a lot of shit. Like he's like one of the ones where I'm like, dude, like if anybody
He's one
out
of the
there,
deep ones.
he's one of the ones that it's like his body could physically hold the pain of childbirth, probably. Like, and he wouldn't even complain. Like, he doesn't get sick. He doesn't get sick. Like, he just doesn't. Like, he doesn't have the man cold. Like, I don't even know. Like, I'm worse. Like, I'm worse. I'm like, shh, I don't feel good, you know? And I'm like, I need 6 weeks of like downtime, you know? That's me. But as women, we hold so much,
We have
so
to
much
hold
stuff.
so much. We have to be so much. We were so
Yes.
conditioned that we had to fix everything and everyone.
Oh girl, speaking my language, I was the fixer my entire life growing up. So that strikes a chord there. And I feel that deeply. But like the coming back to the trust of yourself, I really want to dive into, and I don't love to use the word balance, right? Because it's like meh, balance, you know, buzzwords. But as a mom, you have three kids, you know, you are a coach, you have a job, you are married, like, you know, you've moved states a couple times, you've been all over
Yes.
the place doing all sorts of amazing things. Like, what does it look like for you to be able to integrate all of these tools and like almost seamlessly while keeping up, you know, you're a mom, you're maintaining all the things in your house. Like, how does that quote unquote balance or harmony or flow look to integrate some of those pieces into your life? Like, how have you been able to do that so seamlessly?
Yeah, so the first thing is I have unwavering faith and belief in God. So that really, when I'm in those moments where that balance, like, what does that even mean?
I know.
That's like
I
my
know.
number one, honestly, is like, no matter what I'm going through, God has my back. And
Yeah.
that is really like embodied in, and that took work also. So that's embodied in me. So that's like, I always feel that way. Like, you know, and then the second thing is that I don't put so much structure where I used to be like that, so structured, so time, where if one thing went, I would blame it on,
Yeah.
oh, well, their life happens. So that is out of my vocabulary. So I really just, you know, I am who I am through, I can't control, you know, the things my kids, you know, go through or homework schedule or my house, but I can control me and how I show up. So the mornings mean a lot to me, especially now where I really structure that piece of the day because, and I really protect my energy. Like I will not, you know, answer anybody's call before 11. I, you know, don't answer texts. I really have to, you know, I call it like armor up.
Yeah, those are some like amazing almost boundaries like that you've set
Yeah.
within yourself to really protect your peace and protect your energy. I think that's
Yeah,
huge
because
because a
I
lot
used
of
to.
it's hard. People are like, "Oh, I can't. I don't have time. Like I got to be on response for other people." And then it's like you really seamlessly kind of brought that into your
That's
life.
how I, yes, because, you know, every day is a journey in this beautiful life that we get to experience. But if I don't do that, then things come my way and I become very reactive.
Yeah,
So
it's
it's knowing what you
whew.
can do for you. Do that in the morning because then you already, you know, I feel like I get a lot of wins in my morning.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of space that you've created for yourself, which
In
is
lots.
beautiful. You know, really space to expand and kind of breathe through that. And as things come up, it really sets your not only your mindset, but like your physical body, like up to really hold whatever comes your way and be able to kind of navigate it from a more regulated state instead of just, you know, waking up in chaos. Like some days it's
Yeah.
chaos over here
Oh,
for me too.
no.
Like
There's
you have
chaos.
life, you know.
Honestly, some days I'm not in the mood. I'm not in the mood to deal. I'm not.
Yes.
And
Yeah.
I deal and I just do the bare minimum. And I think that those days also make the other days great, right?
Yeah.
Because without sadness, you won't feel happiness. So we need both. And some days I just get through it. And then
Yeah,
some days
it's I love it. It's almost like you're stacking things in a bank, like to
are.
use for
Yeah.
later, right? You're
It's
like
so true.
racking up like energetic practices and peace like the day before to where it's like, well, if I don't get it to the next day, like I still have some of this space that I've created that I can like borrow, you know, from the last day, which is a really cool way to look
Yeah.
at
And then I find that if it's like a few days in a row where I'm feeling that
it.
like not in the mood and the moods are taking over,
Yeah.
I really have to get out of my head. And I do that by like helping one person. Like I'll just pay for like the call. I'll go to 7-Eleven. I go to 7-Eleven every morning
I know
for
you
like
got a 7-Eleven right now.
coffee. Well, we have a special one here because like when I moved to Miami, I thought all 7-Elevens were the same. No 7-Eleven in Miami, but
There's no
around the
7-Elevens in
back.
Miami?
No, there is. It's just
Oh,
different. I
it's
guess it's
different.
like
How is it different? What's down there? I love. Is it like
it's a
bougier?
different crowd. It's just not as clean, you
Oh,
know.
so it's not as nice.
No, not as nice.
Oh,
Not at all.
okay.
So anyway,
Okay.
I'll just like buy the carton of coffee in front of me. Make someone else smile and it gets you out of your head.
Oh, I
And
love that.
you're like, you know, that I think is the most fulfilling thing when I just do that. Like I'll be like, who can I help?
Yeah.
Who can I
And then
help?
you're
And
extending it
smile.
to whoever you're buying the coffee for. Like, I love if somebody does that for me. You know, it gives you
I
like
always say
that
hi. Like, you
dopamine,
know, I
you
see
know?
someone that's like, oh, you know, and then I'm like, hi, like give them a smile. Automatically, I'm out of my head and I'm like, okay. So, like, there's all different things that, you know, like you said, like I bank things. Yeah.
Yeah, you and Jeremy, man, your generator energy is unlike anything else. Like y'all got so much energy out there. Woo! He's always chatting to people, strangers, like people on the side of the, it doesn't matter. Like he's just constantly, and it really does shift like the energy of all of it. Like not only of yourself, but then you're extending that to other people, which is then gonna hopefully extend to even more people. And it's like you're just, you know, putting the thread out there and
Yes.
just
And
Everyone
energy
can
is
feel it.
everything. I think the
It
most
is.
powerful forces are invisible.
It's so true. It's so true because that's how we, it's like how you gauge how you feel, right? Like, yes, external things, like they say, what money can't buy you happiness. I mean, now there's, whatever, can buy you some things that make you happy.
That's a limited belief. That's a survival conditioned belief.
Right? Like, I don't know about that. But anyway, you can really judge how you're feeling by your internal state. And I feel like I love that we touched on that because it almost gives people that like awareness and permission to be like, oh, let me just tap in to see if I've been feeling in like a blah mood for like days and days and days. Like, that, I don't think that's really how I am. Like, that. If you listen to Dr. Joe Dispenza, he's got like hundreds and hundreds and thousands of YouTubes on this, right? I mean, maybe not that many, but he's like, are you gonna, and I'm gonna butcher it up right this second, but I can always link it in the show notes because it's an amazing video. We brought it into the Level Up programs too. It's like, are you gonna let something that happened to you, last year on a Tuesday then dictate, well, the rest of the day you're in a bad mood and that just rolls into the week and rolls into the month. And by the time a year from now, you're like, well, something terrible happened to me Tuesday a year ago and I'm still like coming down from that. It's like, do you really want that to dictate how you are? Like, it's almost like a self-check and self-reflection of like,
Definitely.
do I love how I'm showing up right now? Because sometimes I will look at myself and be like, I'm sick of my own bullshit. Like, lady, you got to get it together here. Like, if I'm sick of it at this point, I can't imagine what the people around me are feeling. Like, my poor husband is probably like, girl. And now he can, we have a very beautiful way of communicating that now. In the past, not so beautiful. It was caused a lot of issues, but now it's like, let's do a little self-check. And it's like, maybe you need to take some time and like decompress for, 10, 20 minutes and then come back and you're like, ah, and it's really just getting the practice of noticing those things within yourself and then figuring out what are the tools that you need in that moment. Because it's not always going to be the same.
Yeah. And again, it's like those moments. It's like, is one moment going to determine my whole day? No.
Exactly.
I pause and I tell myself, oh, that's a bad moment in my day. Doesn't make it a bad day. And also think about
Exactly.
like, certain people where they'll just have this bad moment and then they'll call their friend and they call their sister and they call their mother. And now this one moment, they put so much energy around it and so many conversations, and then you get the perceptions and the stories start coming in, and it's like,
Oh,
what?
yeah.
Like, what? Let's dissect this. What are the facts? I do this like on a daily with certain clients, and it's like, well, what are the facts? And it's like, oh, so everything else is a story. And then it just be balloons and it becomes days and weeks. And I think to have that awareness, like this happens, and then what you do after. That has been big for me, because it's like, I'm not going to call and make this into a whole, episode.
Yeah, it's so true and so freaking relatable because like I feel like everyone has been in that situation. And a friend of mine, we've come up with like this little, I don't want to say, it's not like a game, but it's like, okay, this thing happened and it's like a safe space to come to where it's like one person, like I'll do this with Jeremy. I'm like, I just need to get this out of my system. Like I'm not gossiping or I just need to get the emotions out of my body and then it's going to end. Like this conversation goes no farther. It's just like, I need to get this shit out of my body and just say what I need to say and then we're done. It's like having that, it's another boundary that you set with that energetic boundary that you were talking about. It's like, I just need to get this out. I don't need any feedback. I don't need your, advice. I just need to get this shit out and we're just going to be done. And then if I ask for feedback or help or whatever advice, like I'll ask for that. But sometimes you just need to move the stuff. And that's why it's so beautiful to have a coach or a mentor in this space where it's like, it's a safe space. There's no judgment to come and just dump your shit and be like, okay. That was that. And now let's continue. And if you need more
Yeah.
support around it, you dive into it and in the ways that are more constructive instead of like criticizing or, making it everything leak everywhere. Because there can be a leaky energy with that sometimes.
For sure.
It's not serving nobody.
No. And also, if you go on the flip side, when you're celebrating something that you're about
Oh,
to
yeah.
do, or like starting a podcast and you say it to
Woo!
that person, then they're like, oh, you can't, you know what I mean? So it's also on the flip side.
It is.
really is the person on the other end who you're sharing things. And now I put in place such a beautiful support system where I have that through actually going on the retreat.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about that. Like, what is your support look like now? Like, what does that look like? Like, really, what have you been able to pull and really like sink into that kind of support? Because I feel like so many women are either lacking that or trying to find it. Maybe you have it and that's amazing, but like, what does that look like? And how is that really like, I don't want to say supported you, but I don't want to sound redundant
Well, you're a huge support.
here.
So that is great. And also, I always say, like, I paid for my support because I
Girl,
need to
yes.
plug in, okay, to the rooms. And I put myself in the rooms.
Yep.
Now I'm closer to this, and I'm closer to Manhattan. So I've been
Yeah.
going once a month to this global women's event, which is amazing. So I'm looking for more in-person support as well. And it's just having those conversations. One of my closest friends, Stacey, is we are in Voxer almost daily.
Yeah.
And that I met her on your retreat. And then, so I have all of that, a coach. And I just keep putting myself in the rooms. That's the truth.
Yeah, I think that's huge. And sometimes, you get a little backlash from not you personally, but like, when you say those statements, and I've come so, it's almost just a part of me now that I don't feel any sort of way about saying what you just said is really investing to get yourself in these spaces and in these containers, because there's that like common thread through anyone who invests in a space, whether it's $5 or $5,000 or whatever, that, and obviously as the increments go up, you may start to take it a little bit more seriously, right? Because it's your time, your energy, your money, all the things. But there really is something to be said about the type of individual who does invest all of those things that are so like that's your currency, right? Is your energy, not only like money being currency, but like your energetic awareness and how much energy that you have, you're investing it in a space like this. And it just goes to show like any other woman who's also investing this level of time, money, and energy into this thing, like they're going to be showing up. Like they're taking the shit for real. Like this is, they're really in it looking for that support system, that, sisterhood, the aligned action steps and community, and really to sink their teeth into like, yeah, this is go time, not necessarily meaning like overachieving, but like I'm going all in on myself, and investing that. And that's really, there's really something to be said about anybody who invests in any type of support, coaching container, retreat, mastermind. It like that's where all of my close friends came from, almost, besides like people I went to school with. Like any adult friendships that I've made, they've came from masterminds and retreats, like, to be honest. And I don't feel any sort of way saying that, because those are the kind of rooms you want to be in,
Yeah, and also it's again, it goes back to the energy of being in those rooms where it's like there is no judgment, there is no
Yes.
gossip. It's
Yes.
just come as you are, and then we go so deep.
Yeah. And quick.
We go
It's,
deep and quick, and
yes.
some women are step ahead, and then we get to get off that and see what's possible. And then
Yeah.
some we, are there for them. So it's like, it's just this beautiful, like, blend of connection, which is
Yeah.
my number one core value is connection.
Yeah, it really
Still
is. It,
connection.
yes. And I feel that from you, and I know that about you, which is just so beautiful. And the coolest thing about what you said is like sometimes people are a couple steps ahead over here, and sometimes people are, this way and over here. And it's like everyone always has something to offer somebody else in the room, whether one is like really like next level in their business, and then somebody else comes in and is like really helping them through a more personal problem. Like it's so cool to see the divine intervention of who is placed in a room together, or even if it's a virtual, and just seeing the support and the connection and community that comes from it, because you never know until you put yourself out there. And when you have the safety to share vulnerably, which truly, right, like vulnerability is one of the deepest forms of connection that we have, to be able to be witnessed and then witness other women in the same energy, whatever kind of thing that they're working through, it's so powerful to be like, going back to like, I'm not alone in this. Like, yes, I have things to offer people, even if I don't feel like I have things to offer, because coming into retreats or into groups or masterminds, it's like, I don't know if you've ever felt this way, but a lot of women I've talked to, or even myself going into containers, I'm like, well, what do I have to offer these people? They have everything. Like, they know everything. What do I have to share with them? Right. And it's like,
Who am I to be in this room?
exactly. Like all of those things start to pop up and you're like, should I even go? Should I cancel it? Why am I even doing this? Right. Am I worthy of being here? And it's like, once you enter into the space, you're like, oh, no one has their shit all together. No one, not even whoever's leading the group. Like, I would never want anybody to think I always have my shit together, even if I'm leading a container. Like, that's the coolest thing about coming into these spaces, is like, it humanizes everybody to have that thread of connection that is just like woven between all of us as women, as a collective. It's like, ah, okay. Like, now I feel like now I can really make that like relationship and really make some moves in this world, not only like individually, but like as a collective whole. It's like one of the coolest things to witness. I'm obsessed with it.
Oh my God, obsessed.
I know. It's the
So obsessed.
best.
Even the women that just want more, they don't even know what that looks like, but they know that they're more than a mom, they're
Yes.
more than a wife, they're more than a job title. And it's like, who am I?
Yeah.
Do I get to be? Like, I go in these rooms, we don't even talk about our kids, we don't talk about anything, we don't talk about our husbands, we don't talk. It's like we go straight into connection and who we are. And those are really the most epic conversations.
Yeah, there's
Because
no
we're all
weather. There's
there,
no
but
like,
there's a
no.
voice that we refuse to ignore.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
It's.
I will always say vulnerability is a superpower. It is so powerful. And it really, because it comes from the heart, opening that heart where I grew up, where vulnerability is a weakness. So, to flip that for me was huge.
Yeah, that's a big one to crack. That's.
Yeah.
I love it. And it shows, like, it truly does. Like, any room that I've seen you be a part of, like, you have such a way to connect with other people. Like, everyone loves you. Like, everyone, I'm like, oh, Merle's gonna come. They're like, oh my God, Merle's coming. I'm like, Merle's coming. They're like, oh my God. Like, it's just, you have that pure soul, like, that people can feel it, like, energetically. You have that about you when you come into a room that people just, they feel it. They feel it.
That means
Beautiful.
so much. Thank you.
Yeah, it's
Aww.
so good. I'm so excited
Yeah.
for everything that you're creating and bringing into this space. If you want to share a little bit about what you're currently working on before we hop off, we were just chatting about your new podcast and things that you're sharing. If you want to give like a Cliff Notes version,
Oh, sure.
I'd love
So
to
I
open
am
it to
behind the
that.
scenes, starting a podcast. It's going to be called Embrace the Middle. It's
Okay.
exactly basically jumping off everything that we spoke about. I feel like so many women come and they want to go from point A to point B. They just want to go, 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 go. And then when they get there, when I get there, I will be happy. Or how long will it take me to get there? Or I need to feel, in order for me to feel worthy, this needs to happen. And it's really about accepting where you are, but also embracing the middle, because the middle is where usually people go numb and they numb themselves, but the middle is where it's at. It's really where your experience is, your feelings. It's honestly where you get to see what you're made of. That's when self-doubt comes in, the challenges, the moments that you get to pivot. And that's only through those moments is when you really get to grow,
Yeah,
it's
that's where the
challenging.
magic happens.
Where the
Magic
magic
baby is in the
happens.
middle. I love it.
Yeah.
It's
So I'm
so good.
very, I want also to bring on guests that speak about the middle, because we look on Instagram and it's the highlight reel. So this is a place where we go beyond the highlight reel.
Yeah, I'm gonna go deep. It's all the magic is in the middle, right? Because I love what you said. We see the highlight reel, or if you're in your lowest of lows, we may not see that, but it's like the everyday stuff of like how you're creating magic in those moments, like as you get to the next thing, right? It's not always looking at the external thing. It's like, how can you embrace where you are? And I I absolutely freaking love it.
And
I'm
it
obsessed
truly,
with it.
those micro moments, like people think change is just like this big breakthrough. No, it happens in those micro moments
Does.
when you're faced with these decisions that you have to make. You don't outsource them. You don't complain. You sit there, you make your decisions quick, and you release yourself from the outcome. And it's just all of that fun stuff. And I will say one more
So
thing is
good.
that, is that when we're on Instagram and we find ourselves looking at someone and they're really on like step 100 and you're on step one, comparison could really get you to freeze or to make it mean something about you. When really you just start where you're at and focus on that next step. These are the things that I wish I told myself. It would have, again, time collapsed the whole my whole journey. So that's what I want to bring, that time collapse.
Yeah, I love it. Collapsing time, that's my freaking jam. Any retreat, any space, it's like you get to collapse time when you're surrounded in all the goodness of like support. Like you truly get to collapse time. It's
The
next
retreats are one
level.
of the biggest time collapsers because you're leaving your life for 3 days. Everything's taken care of, especially if you go on a Mallory retreat. I mean, it's bougie, high end. Everything is taken care of from the chef, just really every, so you're just able to go in and focus on yourself and you create these connections that truly last a lifetime and you have fun. And I think that is,
A lot of fun.
going into, I just turned 40. So
Woo, happy birthday.
going into this next year, I'm really about connection and fun.
Yeah, I love it. And you do such a beautiful job. Like truly, I was telling you, like any woman just is obsessed with you when they enter the space. So I can't wait to see where we go in 2024, all that you have coming up. I have one last question for you that if you could give yourself permission to for anything, what would it be? What would you say to yourself?
I could give myself permission for everything. I would say to keep using my voice.
And I know that's a big one. That's
That's
a big
and
one.
to keep using my voice and to allow myself to be seen, truly be seen.
Boom. I love it. Beautiful intention for 2024. And I feel like you're doing just that coming into this next year, just sitting in your energy. Like I can feel it just feels very clean. It's like a very clean focus. Like I can feel it. And I'm sure, whoever's listening to our show can feel it too. It's
Interesting
beautiful.
what happens when you I guess leave a decade and start anew. That
Yeah,
was,
man.
it's interesting. You're able to like, I use 39 as research and here I am, just getting started.
Oh, it's so good. Where can people find you? If they want to come follow you, see what you have offering, like where can they find you?
Yes, I'm on Instagram at Marley Amos. And
Oh.
you could drop into my DMs and follow and we could they could ask me anything and we could chat about anything. And my
Beautiful.
podcast is coming out around March 14th.
Yes, it is coming out around March 14th. It'll be about a month when this episode comes out. I think we'll be like a month, we'll be able to tune into the episode. So I am so excited for everything that you have coming. So grateful that we were able to drop in today and really go deep and expand. And I feel lit up. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We'll
Thanks.
see you guys next time.
Hey, Quantum Queen, thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you love this show, please make sure you've subscribed and that you've left us a rating and review. It helps get the show out to more activated women just like yourself. And if you really want to continue the conversation outside of the podcast, come find me over on Instagram at Mallory Campbell and make sure you're following the show at Permission to Activate. And if you really want to go deeper, head on over to themallorycampbell.com and subscribe to my email list where I share weekly energy drops right to your inbox every Sunday. See you on the next episode of the Permission to Activate podcast.